This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday said both the Israeli military and the Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to abide by three separate short ceasefires in specific areas of the Gaza Strip to allow for a massive vaccination program to protect children from polio in the war-ravaged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The WHO official overseeing the Palestinian territories said the campaign is due to start Sunday. Each pause in fighting will last 3 days, with hostilities halted between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time each day.
And we start in central Gaza for 3 days, followed by south Gaza, and then followed by the north of Gaza.
The campaign comes after the WHO last week confirmed at least one baby has been paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus. It's the first such case in the territory in 25 years.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel's military says its troops killed a local commander of the Iranian-backed Islamic Jihad movement in the West Bank and four other militants on Thursday in a gun battle during one of the largest assaults in the Israeli-occupied territory for months. The operation began in the early hours of Wednesday, with hundreds of Israeli troops backed by helicopters, drones, and armored personnel carriers raiding areas in the Jordan Valley. Ukraine's top commander, Oleksandr Syrsky, said on Thursday he spent several days on the eastern Pogrovsk front and described fighting there as exceptionally tough. Russia has been pressing hard towards the strategic hub of Pogrovsk in recent months, steadily inching forward. The scale of assaults did not drop after Ukraine launched a surprise incursion into Russia's West Kursk region on August 6th. This is VOA News. Ukraine announced on Thursday one of its Western donated F-16 warplanes has crashed. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Ukrainian military says the pilot died when an F-16 went down Monday. It was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine after at least six were delivered last month. Kyiv's defense ministry says it's investigating just what happened. The jet went down as Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage on Ukraine, which says F-16 shot down four missiles at the Pentagon.
Broadly speaking, combat aviation is incredibly complex.
Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has trained some Ukrainian pilots on flying the F-16s, but could not give any details about the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization on Thursday sought to speed up the access to diagnostic tests for Mpox by asking manufacturers to submit their products for an emergency review. The agency has been in discussions with manufacturers about the need for effective diagnostics, particularly in low-income groups. A new form of the virus has triggered global concern as it seems to spread easily through routine close contact, prompting the health agency to declare Mpox a global public health emergency earlier this month. Starlink this week indicated it's begun operations in Botswana 3 months after the company received approval. The SpaceX-operated broadband service enters a market dominated by Botswana's major mobile network operators. From Gaborone, Makande Dube reports.
Starlink is rapidly expanding across Africa. Zimbabwe-based digital expert Sean Drovu says this is a positive shakeup.
It gives access to the underserved populations, whether in the rural areas and even in high-density areas. It's going to bring about innovation. The more access our people have to internet, they can learn.
He also says Starlink's satellite service will lead to better, more reliable internet connections. Concerns, however, remain over Starlink's pricing structure, with fears it could be expensive for rural dwellers and low-income earners. Mqondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
Telegram boss Pavel Durov's lawyer said on Thursday it was quote-unquote absurd to suggest that he should be held responsible for any crimes committed on the app amid growing frictions between governments and tech titans over content on their platforms. France's arrest of Durov, a first of a CEO of a major messaging platform, has sent a warning to social media bosses unwilling to tackle alleged illegality on their apps. I'm Joe Ramsey.